Welcome to the Alcohol Tipping Point podcast. I'm your host, Deb Mazner. I'm a registered nurse, health coach, and alcohol-free badass. I have found that there's more than one way to address drinking. If you've ever asked yourself if drinking is taking more than it's giving, or if you've found that you're drinking more than usual, you may have reached your own alcohol tipping point. The Alcohol Tipping Point is a podcast for you to find tips, tools, and thoughts to change your drinking. Whether you're ready to quit forever or a week, this is the place for you. You are not stuck and you can change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. You may have noticed that I have a new intro. So I'm just kind of changing things up on the podcast a little bit because I realized that I have had the podcast for over 2 years. And I looked at my downloads recently, and I've had over 100,000 downloads. So, woo, woo, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that that shows you you're not alone. There's been 100,000 downloads of this show. And there are lots of people listening to other podcasts as well about drinking. And there's lots of people who are looking for other ways to change your drinking. So know that you are not alone and know that I am very, very grateful to you. If you're just joining the show for the first time or you've been in it since the beginning, I just want to thank you so, so much. Today, I want to talk about myths about drinking problems. And I'm going to go through some myths, and I also want to invite you to the next Alcoholiday, which is the month-long break that I do every month. It starts the first of the month, and it is a group that you join privately. It's not on any of the socials. You join it privately, so you can use whatever name you want. You can be incognito, but just know that it's a group, and it's a way to get support and tools for taking a break from drinking. Our next one starts May 1st, and you're going to get daily emails. You're going to get a very extensive guidebook. You're going to get a lot of tools, a lot of resources. There is a chat feed so you can interact with other people. And there's 2 group meetings a week that you are welcome to join and get that additional support. Sometimes just being around other people and hearing other stories can be so life-changing and inspirational. So I do want to invite you to the next Alcoholiday, and you can find that at alcoholtippingpoint.com/alcoholiday. Feel free to join there. Guys, it's very affordable. It's $79, and you can use the code LOVE, L-O-V-E, all caps, and get 20% off just for being a podcast listener. So I want to love you, and I want to thank you, and I want to give you a safe space to practice not drinking. So check that out. Let's talk about myths about drinking problems, and also kind of myths in general about alcohol. So here's a myth. Everyone drinks. Now, I know it can feel like everyone is drinking. I get it. It does definitely seem that way. However, according to the CDC, more than 1/3 of adults do not consume any alcohol. And more than 45% of adults report light drinking, defined as fewer than 3 drinks per week. So that's a pretty big portion of the population, right? 1/3 of adults aren't drinking. 2/3 are, yes, but even those maybe are not drinking as much as we are drinking or as I was drinking. I don't have the stat here, but I have heard something like there's a small percent of people who are drinking the greatest percent of alcohol. Just pointing that out, because it seems like when you quit drinking that you're going to be the only person in the world who doesn't drink. And the fact is there's lots of people that don't drink. And even when I think about it in my own life, I can think of coworkers that don't drink, neighbors, friends, you know, not everyone is a heavy drinker. So just reminding yourself that you're not alone in changing your drinking, and you won't be alone if you don't drink. We have just kind of gotten used to surrounding ourselves with heavy drinkers, and we get used to it, right? But these are the facts. Not everyone drinks. Okay. Myth number 2, alcohol is legal, so it can't be all that harmful. Ooh. Well, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I am not a fan of alcohol. And we have seen in the US that drinking to excess is linked to 95,000 deaths a year. And so it's not just like the alcohol poisoning, it's higher rates of car crashes, it's accidents, it's falls, it's burns, it's other injuries. And then it's also the link between alcohol and your health. You know, we know a lot about the link between alcohol and liver disease, but drinking too much has been linked to higher rates of heart disease, stroke, cancer, weakened immune system, depression, anxiety, learning and memory problems. Honestly, alcohol affects every system of your body. It is legal, but it is harmful. So you can kind of think of it like we do cigarettes. So, and it's a drug. It's also considered a carcinogen, which is a cancer-causing drug, and it's a toxin. I just like to remind people that, like, it's not just a drink. It is a toxin, and it is harmful. Okay, our next myth. It can't happen to me. And so this is that whole idea, that whole stigma that there is like a typical alcoholic. You know, I don't like to use that word, alcoholic. The word is alcohol use disorder, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But there is this idea that you are born with it, and it is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that there are certain people that become addicted and you are not one of them. Well, the thing is, addiction works from prolonged habitual use of an addictive substance. It doesn't matter, and it doesn't care if you're a man, woman, poor, rich, anyone can become addicted. That's just how addiction works, right? And then we are talking about becoming addicted to alcohol. And that can happen to anyone. Yes, you have higher risk if you have a family history of substance use, if you start at a younger age. There, we are finding more and more that genetics is playing a role in it. But anyone can become addicted. It doesn't matter where you're starting. You can get there. So I just like to remind people that it will affect anyone and everyone. And if you've listened to my show, you know that there are a wide range of people from all over the world, all different backgrounds that have come on the show, and they have shared how they have developed their own addiction to alcohol and how they have recovered from it. So this brings us to our next myth. All alcohol use disorders are the same. So this is where we're breaking the stigma about either you're a quote-unquote normal drinker or you're an alcoholic. You have a problem. And the thing is, it is alcohol use disorder, and it is on a spectrum from mild to moderate to severe. And that's based on how many symptoms you have, how you interact with alcohol itself, right? And we have criteria that we can use to actually ask and see where you fall on the alcohol use disorder spectrum. And I've done an episode in the past about it. But the point is that it is a range. You don't have to hit a rock bottom. You can have a very mild alcohol use disorder, or you can get to where it is more severe. And that may be the case where maybe you are physically dependent and you need medical detox. But also, just pointing out, another myth is that you have to have a problem with drinking to give up drinking. You don't. You can just give up drinking because of point one, alcohol is shit for your health, right? So you don't even have to have a problem with drinking to quit drinking. I really want to emphasize that. Okay, so next myth. You're always going to have a problem. Once you're addicted, you're always addicted. You're always going to have a problem. Listen to this stat. Most people, 75%, recover. So the U.S. has studied this. There's been a study by the CDC, the National Institute on Drug Abuse. They found that 3 out of 4 people who experience addiction eventually recover. You know, that's huge. That's 75%. And that goes against our cultural perception that people never get better, right? Life after addiction isn't just possible. It's the norm. So I want to remind you and give you hope, like, you're not going to be stuck in this loop, this habit. You can undo it. And lots of people have done it, and it is possible. Okay. And this kind of leads to this other myth that there's no treatment for alcohol use disorder. So again, it's like once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic, that traditional saying. There is treatment for alcohol use disorder. You can get prescription medications. You can get a naltrexone prescription, which is going to help reduce cravings. You can get that from your own doctor. You can do other counseling. You can do online support groups. You can come do an alcohol a day and change this habit. Because I believe that this is a habit that you have been drinking too much and you need to undo the habit. And so that's why I'm so adamant about like, okay, let's practice not drinking and let's not be perfect about it. I can't imagine any other behavioral change that people make that is so tied to perfection as alcohol use is. And when we're changing our drinking, how we have to be perfect. And we, you know, if we get 5 days in and we go back to drinking, we have to start at day one. What about the people that go 6 months and then they drink and then they go back to day one? I don't get that. I don't prescribe to that. That's not how we change. You know, it makes me think about my kids are in school, right? And right now they're in eighth grade and my older daughter's a sophomore. And I'm thinking about like, if they miss a day of school, here we are in spring and the school's like, not perfect, not learning, not growing. You need to go back. You need to go start this grade over again. Or maybe even worse, you need to go back to kindergarten. No, we don't do that, right? You keep everything that you're learning as you're learning. That is part of learning and growing and changing. That is how we change. You know, there's that whole, I like to refer to this little graphic a lot, but change is not like a straight linear arrow. It is a squiggly line. And so when you are changing your drinking, when you are taking breaks, when you're giving it up, when you're done, it is going to be a squiggly line. That is just how change works. And that's how we grow. And that's how we learn. No one is perfect at the beginning. Please be kind to yourself. Please give yourself grace about that. And when you do have a slip up, if you're not hitting your goals, being alcohol free, get back on it. Keep going. Keep going. Because that is how we make progress. Yeah, there's the whole focus on direction, not perfection. And that's just moving us forward. That's failing forward, right? We like to say in the group, hey, you know, you drink again. Okay. Own it, learn from it, move on, with your tits up, keep going. That's what we like to say. So those are the top myths about drinking problems. I hope that these are helpful to you. And I hope that you know, like I said, you can change and most people do change. So please reach out to me if you need anything, any help at all. You can always email me, deb@alcoholtippingpoint.com. And if you want to join the next alcohol a day, would love to see you in the group. Just go to alcoholtippingpoint.com/alcoholaday and I'll see you in there. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Alcohol Tipping Point podcast. Please share and review the show so you can help other people too. I want you to know I'm always here for you, so please reach out and talk to me on Instagram @alcoholtippingpoint and check out my website alcoholtippingpoint.com for free resources and help. No matter where you are on your drinking journey, I want to encourage you to just keep practicing, keep going. I promise you are not alone and you are worth it. Every day you practice not drinking is a day you can learn from. I hope you can use these tips we talked about for the rest of your week, and until then, talk to you next time.